K-State Nation. What's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition on this Tuesday, August 17th, 2021. This focuses back on the football side of things and to the... I know we talked about quite a bit of the offensive stuff, but we're going to do another small preview this time. I talked about the quarterback, two-quarterback system over the weekend, last weekend. You missed out on that. Please download the Purple Project Podcast wherever you get your podcast. And, of course, earlier today, there's Offensive Media Day, where a couple of the coaches spoke. Skylar Thompson spoke along with Van Malone, as well as some pretty interesting stuff as we get closer and closer to the All-State Kickoff Classic against Stanford September 4th on FS1. And that, folks, is the 11 o'clock kick. If you want to call that the back in the old days, or the old school days, really, the prime kickoff slot, then that is right there in K-State. You're going to have to answer the bell early. But real quick to the running backs here, real quick with you guys, obviously. The talk has been, of course, about Deuce Vaughn. At this time last year, the hype was on. The hype train was on even before Deuce came on campus. Obviously, never seen the dude before, but there's a lot of hype surrounding him, and he lived up to the hype. And then some, obviously, late in the year, people... Our teams keyed in on him, slow him down, and he did a decent job of that. But when we saw early on last year, boy, did he take our breaths away. When you get him that open space, he is very elusive. We saw this quite a bit. KU comes to mind. A couple early games as well comes to my mind as well. So, obviously, we know that, and now you're coming into year two, obviously, Deuce Vaughn with the whole COVID-19 thing. He is still a freshman, yes, but this is his second full season with the K-State team. So definitely, we'll see what can Deuce do in year two with Chris Clemens and with a hopefully Skylar Thompson the rest of the way. We'll see what happens there. But obviously, when it comes to the other backs, the first year, obviously, you had a wealthy, good back system of James Gilbert, Jordan Brown, Harry Trotter, good Harry Trotter, and then you had threw in there Jarcadia Wright, the Hammer, right? Joe Irvin here, a little bit there. So you had that. Last year, you didn't really get that. You got Deuce and Harry Trotter. That's about it, obviously. And now, Jarcadia Wright, obviously, resurfaces back into play as well. But there's a lot of really uncertainty surrounding him last year. But there's obviously some rumors that I've heard around that he didn't understand the playbook. So that's what I understood from that. But this guy obviously has the physical ability to really hammer a defense. So I really look for him to get back on the field. And then Joe Irvin also as well. He opted out last year because of the whole COVID situation. Now he's back at least. So, I mean, that's easily a 1-2-3. And if Messingham can use these guys the right way, that you're going to add a lot more worrisome for defenses on that schedule, like a Nevada, Stanford, and obviously the Big 12 defenses in this as well. But also in this, we haven't named, of course, my co-host Alex Aiden of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly. He mentioned that we need to pay, we might not know guys that we're not even paying attention to. Well, there's a guy named Clyde Price that we have never mentioned on this podcast as well. He is coming out of North Kansas City as well. He's 6'2", 220. As well, he's under the radar a little bit, so that's a name under there that we have not even mentioned on this podcast. That who knows if we see him on there? I haven't seen him on the field, so that's a name that could be something that we're not paying attention to. Again, a couple other guys, Devrin Weathers and DJ Giddens as well, and then a walk on. On that list as Jordan Skippers as well. Weathers comes out of Missouri, Webb City, 6 foot 194 back. Let's see, Giddens is also, he's not from Manhattan, he's coming from next door neighbor, Junction City, as well. So these are guys that are kind of not on the depth chart, but they were mentioned in an article that I read yesterday. So you know, those are the guys, but obviously, Deuce, Wright, Irvin, those guys, if you get those guys in some type of rotation, like you did in 2019, take a little of that pressure off of Deuce Vaughn. You got some quite a backfield, and that doesn't even mention throwing there Mason Barta. Oh boy, I can't remember. Woo, Jackson Eane. Yes, Jackson Eane. You throw him in there. The fullbacks in there as well. Deneen got quite a bulk of playing time as well. So you throw him in the mix, then you got yourself a good strong. A top strong backfield, one of the more complimentary backfields in the Big 12. So, again, it all leads back to Courtney Messingham and see how he utilizes this backfield. It just can't be all about number 22. We know what he's got, obviously. Can he take the next step forward? That's going to be exciting to see. But there's other backs in the backfield as well. So we'll see what happens there. But that's a little bit more of the running back preview of the K-State backfield here as we're getting closer and closer to the opening kick in the 2021 campaign for the Kansas State Wildcat football team. Remember, the Pearl Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcasts, folks. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, the Pearl Project Podcast. And again, the weekly edition recording, we will be recording that. We scheduled it for tomorrow, so we will have that out in your hands by the end of the week, folks. We're getting set more closer to that as the top 25 rankings came out yesterday as well, so we'll definitely take a detour about that as well. Eddie Greer is a wrap for another edition of Triple P. Go Cats, and we'll talk to you next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.